What if the secret to organizational growth isn't finding exceptional talent, but developing it from within? This revolutionary idea forms the foundation of Michael Fletcher's leadership philosophy that transformed Mana Church from 350 members to over 8,000, despite serving a highly transient military population. Even more remarkable, 113 of his 120 staff members were developed internally, including 3 lead team members who started as janitors. The counterintuitive approach that made this possible centers on a profound reversal of traditional leadership thinking. The primary job of any leader isn't building an organization, but building people. When we invest in developing people first, the vision naturally follows. This people-first approach doesn't just create better organizations, it transforms lives by helping individuals discover and fulfill their unique purpose. Most organizations build a vision first, then recruit people to fulfill it. Fletcher's revelation came while leading a struggling church with high military turnover. He finally understood Jesus' words, "I will build my church." He realized he had been trying to build the wrong thing. This shift transforms leadership. Rather than viewing people as resources for our vision, developing people becomes the vision itself. This requires environments where growth flourish, grace-filled spaces where failure becomes learning, permission-granting cultures valuing willingness over readiness, and freedom from controlling leadership. At Mana Church, when children's ministry leaders were needed, Fletcher invested in people with potential through a shadowing program. The result was a thriving ministry led by individuals who grew into their roles. This approach creates sustainable growth. Organizations prioritizing people development build a pipeline of capable leaders who understand both the what and why of their roles, leading to authentic ministry, deeper community impact, and lasting organizational health. Every organization has a culture, intentional or not, that shapes its people and future. Many leaders focus on leadership pipelines while wrongly assuming their culture is sound without understanding what culture truly is. Culture extends beyond wall-posted values, comprising 6 elements: celebrations, identity-defining rituals, superstitions and fears, unifying concerns, ideologies, commonly held beliefs, rules, written and unwritten codes, celebrities, value embodying heroes, and actions, culture manifesting behaviors. Language both creates and carries culture. Organizations develop unique vocabularies reflecting their values that actively shape thinking and behavior. This explains why promoting people based on potential before they've assimilated the culture can be risky. They bring their own cultural language that may dilute the existing one. Changing culture requires first changing language, which is easier in new organizations, say, then show, than in mature ones, show, then say. At Mana Church, Fletcher shaped culture through all 6 elements. From celebrating serve teams through annual events to implementing discipleship as an obedience-based rather than knowledge-based process. The result is a culture where leadership development happens naturally at every level, creating a self-sustaining ecosystem of growth. Anointing can come in a microwave, but character grows in a crockpot. This metaphor illustrates that while talents may appear suddenly, character requires slow, steady development. Genuine transformation demands patience and consistent effort. Fletcher identifies the character gap as the distance between calling and character. Many gifted individuals fail not because they lack ability, but because their character can't sustain their calling. Throughout history, from King Saul to modern church leaders, moral failures have devastated ministries. Fletcher's formula is straightforward. Leadership requires both character, 70%, and skill, 30%, with character taking priority. King David exemplified this balance. He shepherded them with integrity of heart, with skillful hands he led them. Even David's failures demonstrate how character lapses can compromise leadership. This principle guides Mana Church's leadership development. Rather than rushing people into positions based solely on talents, they invest in character formation through mentoring, small groups, and progressive responsibility. Leaders undergo regular assessments of financial integrity, relationship health, and emotional stability, evaluated not just on accomplishments, but on who they're becoming. Positional authority can force compliance but breeds resentment, while real authority, flowing from who you've become, naturally draws others through inner strength and grace. Imagine transforming your organization by replacing traditional recruitment with personal invitation. This approach, shoulder tapping, has allowed Mana Church to maintain robust leadership pipelines despite serving a highly transient military community. This method changes who joins your teams. Mass appeals focused on needs primarily attract doers, volunteers who complete tasks but work with heads down, focused on responsibilities rather than vision. Shoulder tapping lets leaders intentionally select people with leadership potential, those who can serve, see the future, engage others, reinvent continually, value relationships and results, and embody values. The process includes four components: selection, identifying potential based on chemistry, competence, and character; connection, personally inviting them by sharing what you see in them; vision, connecting their role to the broader mission; and the ask, clarifying expectations while encouraging prayer about alignment with God's plan. This approach creates a selective environment where people feel honored rather than pressured, ensuring teams are built with intentionality rather than desperation. When someone says, "I see something in you," it can be life-changing, especially for those who've never had someone believe in their potential. Churches ultimately grow to the size of their infrastructure, both systems and people. While systems develop quickly, building people takes time, making a leadership development pipeline essential for sustainable growth. Fletcher prefers growth track over leadership development pipeline because it's more inclusive. Everyone wants to grow, but not everyone initially identifies as a leader. An effective growth track should be accessible, unavoidable, simple, integrated into existing rhythms, culture-creating, infusing values, relational, community-based, learning in groups, comprehensive, teaching philosophy and practice, and sequential, moving people through progressive levels. Mana's growth track operates through 1-hour small groups with 30 minutes of teaching and 30 minutes of interaction, including first step, foundational teaching, next step, understanding church vision, and leader step, learning church culture and ministry skills. This approach ensures consistent training while building relationships that facilitate growth. It creates a shoulder-tapping dreamland where ministry leaders connect with potential team members. The system's strength lies in its simplicity, requiring not complex infrastructure, but consistent implementation and commitment to developing people. If overwhelmed, Fletcher suggests starting small with a weekly core group, remembering slow is fast. Study together, assess organizational strengths and weaknesses, and embed leadership development throughout your culture. Implementation requires securing leader commitment to people building, introducing shoulder tapping, meeting weekly with your selected group, allowing experimentation, developing a context-appropriate growth track, creating a mentoring culture, and evaluating through the six elements. Transformation takes time. Mana Church's journey required years of consistent focus, growing from 350 to 8,000-plus members while developing 113 of 120 staff members internally. The ultimate success measure isn't organizational growth, but transformed lives. When people discover and fulfill their God-given purpose, both individuals and organizations thrive in a cycle where each part does its work. This is empowering leadership's promise. By investing in people's development, we fulfill our highest calling and participate in the divine work of helping others become all they were created to be.